Hello, this is your Sun Sounds volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton, bringing you this week's edition of Earth and Home. Today, we will be reading from Real Simple Magazine at realsimple.com. Let's get started with the first article. 13 Must-Have Farmhouse Kitchen Decor Ideas. Consider this your no-fail formula for a dreamy modern farmhouse kitchen by Lauren Phillips. Updated on February 25th, 2024. Farmhouse kitchens offer plenty of options for crafting that just right balance of rustic simplicity and modern charm. Admiring kitchen decor ideas is one thing, and implementing farmhouse and rustic decor in your kitchen is a whole nother beast. Let's start by breaking down a picturesque kitchen into the must-have elements of a modern farmhouse kitchen. Most farmhouse kitchens have commonalities like homemade elements, authentic details, aged materials, and distressed surfaces. We offer ideas to help you incorporate those characteristics for that lived-in farmhouse-esque feel that doesn't necessarily require a full-scale renovation. Many are small DIY touches that help establish the look, and each is open to interpretation for crafting the just right kitchen for you. Go with wood cabinetry. Farmhouse kitchens almost exclusively have wood cabinets. Wood develops an organic patina or can be stained, painted, or sanded to have one that helps further the modern farmhouse look and feel. Most farmhouse kitchen cabinets are white, but any color can work with complementary hardware, countertops, and accessories. Select a neutral color scheme. Kitchen color schemes are all over the color wheel, but farmhouse style kitchens tend to have neutral tones with white, black, and wood shades as primary elements. Gray and navy can also work in more modern farmhouse kitchens. Opt for open shelving or limited upper cabinets. Most farmhouse kitchens have a pared-down feel without much upper cabinetry, helping spaces feel light and bright. They often feature open shelving for displaying kitschy decor items such as cookie jars, heirloom dishware, and antiques. For a more open look without open shelves, consider installing glass doors on some or all of the upper cabinets. They're great for showing off treasured items without collecting dust and for breaking up the monotony of repetitive cabinet fronts. If your cabinet's contents are not something you'd like to show off, you can achieve a similar airy, clean look with frosted or textured glass fronts. Hardcore farmhouse aficionados may want to consider replacing some cabinet door inserts with chicken wire instead of glass. It's easy and inexpensive to install, offers that airy look, and makes an unmistakable farmhouse statement. Choose butcher block, concrete, or quartz countertops. Farmhouse kitchen decor ideas rely on simplicity, so ornate marble and granite countertops with bold or multicolored finishes aren't typically a good way to go. Their strong rustic look boosts the ambiance of a kitchen for a cozy, natural look, and their wood grain and color variations can warm up an all-white kitchen. For kitchens already loaded with wood floors, wood cabinets, and even wood paneled walls, butcher block counters may be a step too far. Alternate countertop materials that evoke farmhouse style are concrete for going more rustic, limestone, and smooth quartz to go less rustic. Unlike butcher block, these countertops are available in a wide range of colors. A dark shade contrasts nicely against light or white cabinets, while a light one pops against navy cabinetry and blends nicely with white. Select a wood, tile, or brick backsplash. White subway tile with black grout is a popular backsplash in almost any decor, but especially in farmhouse kitchens. It offers a fresh, clean look that fits well with other simple, homey elements of the space. Alternatively, exposed wood and brick as a backsplash can offer an unexpected twist on the farmhouse decor style. Install an aproned front or farmhouse sink. Unsurprisingly, a farmhouse kitchen tends to feature a farmhouse sink, characterized by a large basin with an aproned front. The classic white porcelain ones require regular cleaning, which may take some getting used to, but they come in stainless steel, too, and offer your kitchen a distinctive look. Hang lantern pendant lights. Devotees of farmhouse kitchens typically incorporate a lantern pendant light. These hanging fixtures offer plenty of targeted light over a cooking space, and their materials can be matched to other hardware in the space for a cohesive look. Black matte hardware on cabinets, drawers, and doors are the norm for farmhouse kitchens. They pop against kitchen cabinets of all paint colors, especially white ones, and their toned-down look fits in with the farmhouse theme. Copper and bronze are also popular for a slightly warmer look. If you have bright hardware but can't fathom switching out an entire kitchen, see if there's a way to tone down their sheen to create a patinaed tarnish. Whatever hardware you choose, find faucets in the same finish for a unified look. Highlight natural wood details. Whether on countertops, an island, or in decorative accents, exposed wood is a must for farmhouse kitchens. The use of wood floating shelves as open shelving or a kitchen island with a contrasting wood countertop are common ways to highlight wood tones. For a well-balanced aesthetic, look high and low for other places to highlight natural wood. Wooden beams don't have to be structural to add a subtle rustic touch to a kitchen. In fact, they don't have to be real wood or real beams. You can install three-sided, U-shaped, hollow wood beams or even faux wood beams made of lightweight, easy-to-install materials to get the same look. A hardwood floor is a popular farmhouse choice. The rough appearance of an unfinished or raw wood floor contrasts nicely with updated appliances for a special kind of cottage charm. At the other end of the spectrum, engineered wood floors give you the look of natural wood with substantially more durability, less required maintenance, and infinite widths and shades. Install a barn door. Sliding barn doors have become a farmhouse mainstay and have been adapted to fit in with a wide range of other styles, too. Besides their look, they're a practical and space-saving way to hide a pantry or close off a messy kitchen. Not all kitchens can accommodate a sliding door, but you don't need a slider to achieve a barn door look. Just a change of hardware can transform a door from generic and unnoticeable to farmhouse fab. Choose muted tones and matte finishes. Generally, the only shiny items in a farmhouse kitchen are the apples, sitting in a bowl on the counter. Almost everything else, paint finishes, flooring, hardware, is toned down for a more natural, lived-in look. Leave candy apple red and shiny chrome to the retro diner folks and instead go for muted tones with a powdery, chalky finish. Satin or semi-gloss paint are good choices for farmhouse style because they can withstand the heavy traffic that kitchens are usually subjected to. Accessorize with natural textures. Farmhouse style evokes an era that precedes modern engineered materials, so natural accessories like linen or cotton, basketry, and wood help to convey that imagery. In addition to accessories with varied natural textures, consider old-timey materials like glass and metal to promote a casual feel and farmhouse charm to your kitchen. Here are a few examples of how to get the look. Cover windows with bamboo shades. Accessorize with mason jars or galvanized metal objects. Install wooden racks or hooks on the wall to hang aprons, cast iron cookware, or bunches of dried herbs. Break up a block of lower cabinet doors by replacing one or two with curtains made from antique-looking tea towels or cotton or linen fabric. Repurpose furniture and materials. Farmers are nothing if not resourceful, and they're masters at making the most of what's available. In that spirit, repurposing furniture and materials is essential to achieving an authentic farmhouse feel and also aligns with sustainable design practices. Here are just a few examples of how repurposing can add character and uniqueness to a farmhouse kitchen. Upcycle old crates into storage solutions. Turn an antique window into a decorative accent. Convert a chest of drawers into a kitchen island. Transform an entertainment center into a buffet or coffee bar. Install reclaimed barn wood planks as open shelving. Use antique bottles as unique vases or candle holders. That concludes the article 13 Must-Have Farmhouse Kitchen Decor Ideas. Buying a farmhouse sink? Here are 11 pros and cons to consider first. We share some farmhouse sink facts to keep in mind before installing one, by Katie Holdafair, updated on November 8, 2024. A farmhouse sink, sometimes called an apron sink, is a highly coveted kitchen feature for good reason. Farmhouse sinks are beautiful, spacious, and timeless, adding a distinctive look to any kitchen. But before you splurge on this pricey kitchen feature, learn more about the investment. To avoid any surprises or regrets later, consider these farmhouse sink pros and cons, keeping in mind how you typically use your kitchen sink, including your cooking and dishwashing habits. 1. When you think of a farmhouse sink, a pristine white porcelain one probably comes to mind. But there are many choices available, so be sure to pick one that best matches your kitchen design and lifestyle. Some other farmhouse sink material options include stainless steel. This material is durable and won't chip like porcelain. Plus, cleaning a stainless steel sink isn't complicated. Copper. While a popular option for its beautiful color, copper sinks develop a patina over time and will need to be polished if you want to minimize the effects of oxidation. Fire clay. If you want the look of porcelain at a slightly lower cost and with less maintenance, fire clay could be your best bet. Marble. A polished marble farmhouse sink adds a luxurious look to a kitchen, but it comes at a higher price and needs to be resealed every few years. 2. Can be more pricey than other options. Compared to other sinks, farmhouse sinks are on the more expensive side. The average price for an installed farmhouse sink is $1,000 to $4,000. Of course, this depends on the material, size, brand, and other factors. It is possible to find a more budget-friendly farmhouse sink. Some retailers sell farmhouse sinks for less than $1,000, so be sure to research and plan accordingly for your budget. 3. May break dishes more easily. The deep basin of a farmhouse sink, the same reason this style of sink is ideal for washing dishes, makes it more likely you'll accidentally break glasses and dishes. Setting stemmed wine glasses next to a porcelain sink is a surefire way to lose a few glasses, as they can get knocked over into the bowl. A solution to this issue is to purchase a sink protector that could save your glasses and guard the sink against scratches. 4. Comes with extra sink space. Since farmhouse sinks are wide and deep, it means you'll be able to easily wash large pots, baking sheets, and other large items. There's also lots of space for soaking dishes inside the sink instead of on the counter. Plus, lifting heavy items out of the sink is easier than with traditional sinks. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is Earth and Home, and I am your volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Let's get back to buying a farmhouse sink. Here are 11 pros and cons to consider first. 5. Porcelain stains and potentially chips. If you opt for a classic white porcelain farmhouse sink, it's very likely to get stained and will require regular cleaning to keep it sparkling. Scrubbing the sink with baking soda will help remove stains, yet this mild abrasive won't scratch the surface. If you don't want to commit to cleaning your sink often, you may want to consider getting a farmhouse-style sink in another material besides porcelain, such as stainless steel. There's also a chance you could chip a porcelain sink if you cook with cast iron pans or other heavy cookware. Being careful when washing the dishes and investing in a protective sink mat will help avoid chipping. 6. Can use up under sink storage space. Due to the large size of a farmhouse sink, one of its appeals, you will likely lose storage space underneath the sink. If you install a garbage disposal, that will take up even more space. However, with some creative organizational ideas, like using the inside of the cabinet doors, you may find this isn't a huge problem for your family. 7. works with other styles beyond a farmhouse kitchen. Although apron sinks are a common design choice for farmhouse kitchens, they also work in kitchens of many other styles. A sleek stainless steel or porcelain farmhouse sink fits seamlessly into a modern kitchen, while a trendy concrete one complements an industrial-inspired kitchen. If a large, deep sink basin works best for your cooking and dishwashing style, a farmhouse sink could be the most practical choice for you, no matter your home decor style. 8. Smaller family members may not reach. That deep sink space you want for easily washing large pots can also be problematic for younger or smaller family members. They may not reach inside a farmhouse sink easily to place or wash dishes. Keep this in mind when choosing a farmhouse sink and consider who will primarily be using it. Of course, a handy stepladder can easily remedy this issue. 9. Comes either as a single or double basin. As with many types of sinks, farmhouse sinks come in both single and double bowl designs. This choice should be considered as carefully as the sink material. Think about the way you cook and dishwash. Do you do a lot of food prep in your sink? A large single bowl farmhouse sink could be the right choice. Do you like to tackle some of the dishes while dinner is cooking? A double basin sink that lets you wash dishes on one side without disturbing the rinsed salad greens on the other side could be for you. Do you wish to separate clean dishes from the dirty ones? You may prefer the included divider of a double bowl farmhouse sink. 10. Countertops and cabinets may need adjusting. If you plan to upgrade a farmhouse sink in your current kitchen, you may have to change your countertops because farmhouse sinks are wider and deeper than standard sinks. Your countertop and potentially the cabinets below may need to be adjusted to make space. And if you're installing a heavy porcelain or stone option, you'll need to check that the cabinets below can handle the weight, or else they may need to be reinforced. Even if you're able to keep your current cabinets, you'll likely need to touch up or repaint the cabinet faces following the sink installation. 11. Compatible with most faucets. Farmhouse sinks don't usually have pre-drilled holes, which means homeowners can choose whichever faucet they love instead of options that only fit the holes. It almost means you can pick nearly any configuration and install it anywhere you'd like on your countertop. Frequently asked questions. Why is it called a farmhouse sink? Farmhouse sinks have quite a history, originally used in periods with no running water. Since they were popularly installed in rural homes, the farm moniker stuck for this sink type. Due to its large size, people could fetch water from a well or other water source and fill the sink for standard kitchen duties. Additionally, its low basin design made it more comfortable for multiple household chores, from prepping food to washing babies and clothes. Do farmhouse sinks need a special drain? Depending on your current sink setup, you may need to adjust the drainage when installing a farmhouse sink. This is because of how deep farmhouse sinks are. If adding a garbage disposal to your apron sink, you may incur additional costs since many are not sized accordingly. How much overhang should a farmhouse sink have? Typically, farmhouse sinks have an overhang of 1/2 to 2 inches. A smaller overhang provides a sleek, modern look. A larger overhang gives a farmhouse sink an authentic feel, perfect for a farmhouse-style kitchen. That concludes the article, Buying a Farmhouse Sink. Here are 11 pros and cons to consider first. The next article is titled, How to Infuse Your Home with Cotswold Cottage Charm, Fairy Tale Vibes for All, by Erica Lee, published on April 18, 2025. If you've ever watched Pride and Prejudice and longed to be surrounded by those beautiful green rolling hills and picturesque villages, you need to head to the Cotswolds. This sprawling rural region of the United Kingdom is known for its rural charm, limestone homes, and unique interior decor style. The thatched roofed cottages were originally, and many still are, humble homes for local farmers that were built to last and filled with beautiful wood pieces and cozy textures. Basically, this is where cottagecore really came from, Cotswolds style, is British understated opulence, a bold color palette, the introduction of beautiful textiles and furnishings, the restoration of existing antique furniture and paintings, and the reupholstering of chairs and settees, says Jordan Hughes, general manager of the Ligon Arms, a historic hotel in Broadway, a village in the Cotswolds. It makes every room feel like you're coming home to your very own Cotswolds house. Luckily, there are still ways for those of us who sadly don't live in this storybook-worthy place to bring some of that warmth and beauty into our own homes. Interior designer Mikhail Welch tells us how. Interior designer and major Cotswolds fan Mikhail Welch says earthy tones are the key to this look. Shades like wheat, maroon, and forest green evoke the natural beauty of the countryside and create a warm, welcoming atmosphere, he says. It's all about bringing the colors and feelings of the iconic local landscape indoors. This room at the Lucknam Park Hotel in Wiltshire, England, features that aforementioned palette of maroon and wheat. Florals, plaids, and damask are your three best friends here. Mixing those textures and prints is what makes the space feel so cozy. The trick is to blend patterns that share a common color palette to avoid overwhelming the eye, he says. Whether it's a floral throw blanket paired with damask curtains or a floral rug over a striped floor, layered patterns create a warm, inviting environment that feels thoughtfully designed. Just check out this gorgeous bedroom from the Ligon Arms for the visual proof. Cotswold design thrives on antiques that show age and tell a story. Look for furniture and decor pieces with patina, such as weathered wood, tarnished brass, or faded upholstery, Welch says. A piece's imperfections are what make it charming. Tapestries and vintage portrait paintings are a must-have in Cotswold-inspired interiors, Welch says. These are vintage art pieces help bring history into a home and make the space feel lived in and loved. Welch used a show-stopping vintage tapestry in his Cotswold-inspired bedroom for the Kips Bay Show House this year. That concludes how to infuse your home with Cotswold cottage charm. Our last article is titled, Is Farmhouse Style Out? Here's what designers are saying in 2025. The Verdict on Farmhouse Style Isn't So Simple by Sarah Lyon, published on September 5, 2025. Key takeaways. Some designers say the farmhouse look feels dated and overdone, especially in mass market homes that lack originality. Others believe the style is evolving rather than disappearing, with richer textures, European touches, and more color replacing the all-white shiplap heavy version. Ultimately, authenticity and personality are key. Whether farmhouse or not, homes that reflect individuality tend to stand the test of time. Farmhouse style homes have certainly made their presence known in the design world over the past decade. Looking at you, Joanna Gaines. That said, how relevant is this aesthetic today? Is it really still in style? After polling a few designers, we were a little surprised to learn there isn't one clear answer. Below, you'll hear from individuals on both sides of the debate, some of whom are so over farmhouse and others who are still into the look with some caveats. Why farmhouse style is losing among some designers. Some of the pros we spoke with find that farmhouse style is no longer in vogue. No questions asked. In the design world, it already feels dated and tied to a very specific era, says interior designer Catherine Erickson. It's not a look I recommend or design toward, because it simply doesn't feel personal or interesting, she adds, noting that the aesthetic of the moment is richer, layered, and more timeless. That said, the farmhouse look is still quite prevalent in the mass market, so we won't see it disappearing from homes or stores anytime soon. Builders continue to lean on it because the finishes are inexpensive and easy to replicate, and buyers are still drawn to its simplicity, Erickson says. The issue is that when you build a brand new home or kitchen in that style, it looks dated the day it's finished. Lindsay Davis, founder of Blueberry Jones Design, agrees that farmhouse style is repeated too often in mass market builds. What she would like to see more of instead is personality. I do believe that a true early American European influenced farmhouse will always have a place in authentic rural settings, she reflects, but the cookie cutter version is fading as homeowners seek individuality and character over trend driven sameness. The case for farmhouse style. Other designers we interviewed fall into a different camp. They feel that farmhouse style isn't fading, nor should it. Rather, the look is taking a new form. Farmhouse isn't gone, it's grown up, says interior designer Peggy Haddad. Think European cottage, more color, more character, less shiplap. A true farmhouse will never go out of style when it's done authentically, adds designer Taylor Fusco. Instead of trendy decor, layer in elements like mixed ginghams, ditzy floral prints, and sweet cafe curtains for a fresh, charming take. Other steps that farmhouse style enthusiasts can take to make their homes look more current, according to Haddad, including swapping in natural wood finishes in place of just black and white, embracing warmer colors and prints such as the ones Fusco cited, and opting for vertical paneling, beadboard arches, and classic millwork instead of shiplap. Clients still crave cozy, approachable homes, Haddad says. The farmhouse DNA is alive. It's just taking cues from European heritage and cottage influences to feel fresher and enduring. That concludes the article, Is Farmhouse Style Out? Here's what designers are saying in 2025. If you missed any part of this program or are interested in another program, check out our on-demand menu on sunsounds.org. We are at the conclusion of this week's Earth and Home program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Thank you for tuning in this week. Join me next time for another new and informative program. Have a great week and stay tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona.